KMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast,
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Shift your consciousness. And now, Metaphysical Minds with Shea Parker.
I need to move.
Insight and interviews with the greatest metaphysical minds in the world.
248-545-SOUL.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Hello, 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 everybody out there. It's Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds. Today is November 29th, and we are finishing off Thanksgiving week. And folks, I hope everybody out there had a great one. Well, actually, I guess we're done with Thanksgiving week and we've started a new one, but I'm holding on for all I can. So, but anyway, I do hope everyone had a lovely holiday, and I certainly want to thank everybody out there for the, our inbox got flooded with well wishes, from all my listeners out there. So I really want to thank everybody. You guys are lovely and wonderful. And, you know, I'm as thankful for you as so many said that they were thankful for this show. So thank you all. And, without further ado, we're going to jump right on into this show. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. Very, very excited to have with me one of America's premier feng shui consultants. We're going to learn tonight how to use feng shui to naturally attract prosperity and love and balance into our lives. And, you know, who could not benefit from becoming a money magnet and attracting passionate love and inner peace and much, much more that we're going to get into here shortly. So, folks, I am very, very proud and happy to announce tonight Mr. Ken Lauer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Shay. I'm honored to be here.
Well, I am very, very happy to have you, and I'm really excited about our topic tonight, feng shui. We have not had that yet on Metaphysical Minds, and certainly this show is about changing what we do. It's about changing how we think, and it's about shifting our consciousness. And I think that feng shui, I mean, obviously it's an ancient Eastern art, and it's all about living in harmony with the environment, and it's about producing tangible results, i.e. shifting ourselves to produce these results. So I can't think of a better, way to do this, especially preparing to go into 2012. And I want to talk to you a little bit more about this later in the show. But right now, I just want to get your background and kind of how you got into feng shui. And folks, I want to give a shout out to Ken's website really quickly. So if you're just tuning in and you want to check him out, it's simply kenlauer.com, which is LAUHER.com. So KENLAUHER.com is where you can find Ken. So, Ken, tell us about yourself. How did you become one of the premier feng shui consultants across the globe?
You know, that's a great question. I think for me, the turning point was when I was mugged at gunpoint. And
That'll do it.
You know, right then you realize that there are some things that are happening in your life that you might need to change. And at that time, you know, I'd moved to a new neighborhood, and being mugged at gunpoint really put me into a tailspin. You know, at that time I was working from home, and I really started to become a hermit. I was afraid to go outside. I couldn't get balance in my life. I was anxiety ridden, and you know, I was just having complications all across the board, from finances. It was challenging my relationship at the time, and I was just I'll claim it. I was just a mess. And so I started to read about feng shui, and I'd always had an interest about it when I was a kid, all the way through college, and every book that I read contradicted the other. And so I would go through my whole apartment, and I would do some things, and then I'd read another book, and it would say something completely opposite, and I was realizing that my anxiety was increasing rather than decreasing. At the time, I decided I'm going to take matters into my own hands. I'm going to really understand this so that I can change my life for the better. And I enrolled in a 3-year master's training program from some of the best masters in the world, and that really catapulted me into a completely different world and allowed me to experience things that I didn't think previously were possible. And as a result, you know, I changed my life around, and, you know, I don't have really you know, the anxiety completely went away. I became, you know, became really peaceful with myself. And I say that, you know, feng shui is just one of many tools to help you return to your true self. And you return to your true self, and things become easier. You begin to attract things that you like, and things like that. So that's kind of the background. And I started consulting for friends and whatnot, and it was just natural for me. And they were starting to experience all of these amazing changes in their life for the better. And then it just gradually grew from there.
And that's an amazing story. I mean, to go from being robbed at gunpoint to having your life fall apart to where you are now, I mean, if that's not proof positive that you're doing something right, I don't know what is. You know? So I salute you for that. But what I want to do is I want to go back a little bit. Now, for those of us that are lay people and perhaps are not as acquainted with feng shui, I mean, here's the thing. I'll be honest with you. I hear feng shui and I think, okay, you have to move your couch around, you have to move your bed around. Like, I'm so ignorant when it comes to feng shui. So if you were going to explain exactly what feng shui is to just, this is feng shui for dummies. Okay, so lay it out for me, Ken. Like, how would you describe what feng shui is exactly?
Well, you know, this is what I'm passionate about, is describing it in terms that everybody can understand. And my description and definition of feng shui is really about understanding patterns and what those patterns over a certain time period can result in. So if we know patterns and typically those produce some type of outcome, then we can begin to manipulate or change those patterns for different outcomes. So for example, you know, if your bed is in direct line with the door in your bedroom, then typically you may not sleep well, you may have difficulties with your health and things like that. However, if you move it into what I call a command position, then you have more control of your life. And really what ends up happening with feng shui is your home tells a story about your life. And as we begin to change those patterns within your home, it changes your internal self for the better. Mm-hmm. So that's my kind of quick definition in simple terms.
So is it more than about the energy in the room? Because, I mean, everything, even in seemingly inanimate object, in my opinion, contains energy. You know, the wood in your bed contains energy. The obviously, the plant on your nightstand contains energy. So would you agree that it's like an energetic shift, or is it something different?
Well, I think it's a combination. The way that I explain it is there are two things that happen when I'm consulting or working with a space. One is from the mundane. Mundane mm-hmm. meaning that we're physically moving a bed or a couch from one place to another. Then there's the transcendental, which means the energy that you potentially cannot see, but you can feel and experience. And all
right.
of us walk into a person's home. Some homes feel really good and you don't want to leave and it just feels comfortable and you want to curl up and hang out. Other homes, you can't wait to leave. And so mm-hmm. the goal is for feng shui is to make a place comfortable, inviting, and really supportive of your goals so that you can really achieve your desired outcome.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I am building a brand new house right now. In fact, I think they just put paint on and they're finishing up the kitchen and such. So I'm going to grab your I'm going to get your products because I need to know where to put everything and how to do it the right way. So I can't think of a better time. It's perfect.
Yeah, well, that's an exciting time for you. And,
yeah.
You know, what we focus on is really creating that nurturing environment. So,
yep.
You know, a lot of times what people tell me is my space just feels like a space, and it does not feel like a home. And so that's one of the easiest things to correct is just by simply adding plants or fresh fruit or flowers into a space is one of the cheapest yet most effective ways to make your space feel like a home. And one example of this that I like to share is I recently wrote an article about catalogs, not only catalogs, but higher-end catalogs when you compare them to other maybe lower-end catalogs. And one thing you'll notice in the higher-end catalogs is they always have one point of life energy, and that can be, again, a plant, a flower, or fruit. Mm-hmm. And when you add that simple element, it seems to add value to a space and change not only the energy, but the energy of the people in that space. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when we become depressed, or, you know, it's because we lose connection with nature. So the goal is to really try to bring nature inside. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I like to do is you're looking at your space as the seasons. So you have the season meaning, you know, fall, winter, spring, and summer. Your space should look like spring and summer, meaning growth, abundance, rather than the fall or winter where things are kind of growing smaller, they're dying or they're predominantly dead. So what I like to tell people is look at your space and see what season your house or your space represents. And that tremendously impact your energy levels, your health, and abundance overall.
Yeah, that I never considered. That's a really, really good tip. And I want to touch on that a little bit more when we come back from our first break. But, folks, we do unfortunately have to jump right now to our first break. And in the meantime, please feel free to visit KenLauer.com to learn all about our guest this evening. We'll be right back. This is Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory, and we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country. Visit BestAmericanHealers.com. That's BestAmericanHealers.com for details.
Hi, this is Mari, founder of Aha Moments, Inc. and host of the Aha Moments radio show. Have you been wondering or worried about what is really going to be happening in 2012 and beyond? Well, I'll be hosting the 11-11-11 Telesummit, 11 leaders, 11 messages in 11 days, leading the way to enlightenment in 2012. From 11-1-11 through 11-11-11, I went to world-class spiritual leaders and asked them to share their insights, tools, and wisdom with you. In addition to my friend, Allison Hayes, the rock girl, I will be hosting Lee Carroll with Cryon, Lisa Nichols from the movie The Secret, New York Times bestselling author Sandra Ann Taylor and Summer McStravick, Dr. Dane here, and more. And the best part is that you can listen to this entire event for free. To register now, go to www.the1111telesummit.com. That's www.the1111telesummit.com. If you're ready for some answers, we'll have them. Join us. We can't wait to see you there.
Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by the Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shea Parker.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685.
Bring it out. Boy, you've got to see what tomorrow brings.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey folks, welcome back. This is Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and we are learning lots tonight about feng shui from one of America's premier feng shui consultants, Mr. Ken Lauer. He can be found directly at kenlauer.com. That's KenLauer.com. And before the break, Ken was talking to us about how we can go through our homes and we can actually check to see which areas of our home reflect different seasons, you know, i.e. spring, summer, fall, winter. Now, Ken, what I wanted to ask you about that is okay, so I'm just, you know, I'm trying this out. I'm walking through my house. How would you determine, I mean, I'm guessing like winter would be kind of a room that maybe doesn't have much in it, doesn't have a lot of color in it, is sort of like pale and you know, not a whole lot of stuff going on, because when I think of winter, I think of, at least outside anyway, you know, there's not a lot of greenery around, there's not a lot of life going on, you know, you think of snow. So am I on the right track here, or...
That's right. You know, when you're looking at a room or a specific space, you can instantly see and feel potentially the energy and the abundance within a room. Typically, when a room or a space represents a season such as the winter, typically people have dead plants, you know, the dried branches or dried flowers and things like that. There's typically, mm-hmm. you know, less color than what you might see in like the spring or summer seasons, and it just feels really stale, quiet, and it might even have, you know, kind of a staleness in the air based on the smell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Now
okay.
Opposite of that is, you know, what you're wanting to create is a spring and summer environment where the plants are lush, you can walk into a space and it feels good, that you want to spend time there, that you feel rejuvenated when you're in that space, and you feel like you can really focus and, you know, whatever you want to kind of accomplish, that's going to happen within that space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that makes sense. Because obviously spring and summer, times of growth, times of, you know, who doesn't love spring and summer? So
yeah, and, you know, to take that a step further, I think, you know, everybody has an element that they really enjoy. For me, I really enjoy and feel rejuvenated around the wood element, meaning when I'm out in the trees and out in the forest and whatnot, that really rejuvenates me. Other people really want to be close to water, so they live by the ocean, or that's where they thrive when they go to the beach and things like that. Other people, you know, they want the warmer weather, such as Arizona or something like that, where it's that dry, warm weather. So one thing that you want to pay attention to is, what season or what even environment do you really thrive in, and try to make sure that you're spending time in that environment, so that maybe it's not where your house is located, but you're constantly feeding yourself of those elements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now, okay, so with those elements, you and I were talking a little bit during break about the folks that, you know, for instance, let's take a workplace. I mean, I could see in our home environment how it might be a little easier to do that, but sometimes at work we only have literally like a cubicle or, you know, something even smaller. Now others have large offices. So what advice would you give to those at work who want to, you know, implement some feng shui into their lives?
Sure. You know, this is a great question, because people feel controlled at work, they feel like they have limited options and limited choices. So, you know, if you do have the option, one thing to make sure is that your desk or your chair is not in direct line with a door or a long hallway. When that occurs, that that space or that location has a very high turnover, meaning that the person's let go, they're fired, or they will leave. And you can see these patterns within a workplace. You know, certain areas you'll see have a very high turnover rate. So when you're mm-hmm. when you're trying to find a location, and if you have the option, try to put yourself in a position where you can see the door or that hallway, but you're not in direct line with it.
Mm-hmm.
The next
okay.
thing that you want is a chair that is supportive. So, you know, especially in the technology age and, you know, the dot-com big growth spurt, there's all of these chairs, but they have, like, the netting on the back. What we like to have from a feng shui standpoint is a solid back, and it should be a higher back. You know, as you typically go up the ladder from, you know, somebody that's at a junior level and then it goes up to a senior level, you'll notice that the chairs are different. You notice that the senior have a bigger chair. It wraps around them more. Maybe it has a higher back, whereas the junior executives, they're lucky if they actually have a back or, you know, or a chair that's actually comfortable. So what mm-hmm. you want to do is have a chair that's supportive, that has a higher, maybe a little higher back than normal, and it should have some armrests. The next thing that I look at when I'm evaluating a personal space in an office setting is underneath the desk. And women are typically more prone to this than men, is the first thing I do is look under the desk. Because mm-hmm. typically women put every possible shoe that they have and they stick it under their desk.
Mm-hmm.
What I notice, though, is that is one indication that you may feel stuck in your career. So the goal is, you know, by the time you have your shoes, you have some boxes of paper, you have maybe your desktop computer that's, you know, the tower that's sitting there, you know, next thing you know, you're twisted because your feet are kind of sticking out from under the desk and you're twisting to try to get to the keyboard or the monitor. And what you want to do is make sure that you can sit straight at your desk and that your feet are not touching anything. Because what we subconsciously pick up on is every time you start to move, you're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, don't stretch out because you don't have the room. So we will always want forward movement, not only in our life, but our career. So I definitely recommend clean out from under your desk as much as possible. And then, you know, one of the final tips is make sure that you have a living plant or, you know, a simple, you could have a money tree plant, you could have bamboo, something like that, something that represents the life energy that makes you feel good, makes you feel nurtured, and that makes you feel like you're taking care of something and growing something. So I think, you know, with those tips, that'll give us some good indication of, you know, moving forward in your career.
Okay, wonderful. Well, now, I didn't realize. I was sitting there talking away to you, and my mic was not working correctly. So anyway, it looks like it's okay now. But how does it factor in, you said bring something living in, like a plant or something like that, but what about our furry friends, our pets? Would that be considered life force energy, or is that different? Because obviously, like for instance, I have several cats, and I have a very difficult time putting plants up because oftentimes they'll chew them, you know, and I don't obviously want them to get poisoned and such, so do pets count as like life force energy, or is it better to have sort of a static type of object that doesn't move around all over the place?
Well, I think there's a fine balance. You know, the first thing is having pets actually move the chi around and actually lift the chi in a space. So pets are viewed as a good thing. Now, of course, in moderation. If you have 12 cats, then that may be a different story. But a couple,
right.
that you know, that's completely fine. And so that is a good thing, because what you want to do is you want to have the chi or the life energy within a space slowly kind of meandering throughout the space, and you don't want, you know, one particular space not really, you know, well, stale and stagnant. So you want the chi and the energy to be moving, and animals are a great source for that. You know, myself, I have a cat, and for years I had to find particular spaces that my cat wouldn't get into to eat the tree, and every time I'd bring it down on my desk, you know, he would attack it.
Right, so, I know. It's like a magnet. They
right. But what I found was certain spaces within my home, up on tall bookcases and a variety of different locations, where I could place the plants, still experience the joy of those plans, but that the cat wouldn't get into.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. So now, what about, I've heard a lot in feng shui about water, like fountains or running water or, you know, well, I mean, you can't have a lot of running water within a house, obviously, but you know, like a fountain or something, does that add to it, in your opinion, or how
does it? It does. You know, there are a variety of different ways to empower areas within a home or a space. One of those being is water, such as a fountain. Another is plants, or you could have lights, such as, you know, bright lights or lighting. And it shouldn't be too bright that you're squinting. That's called piercing light. But you want something that, you know, you can brighten a space. You can add, you know, round faceted crystal balls. You can add bamboo flutes. So there are a variety of different things that you can do to empower an area. And water is typically represented with wealth. So water is kind of moving the chi and the energy around, so it's usually associated with money and abundance. One thing that you want to pay attention to is ideally you want 2 liters of water or more, and it should be moving water. So these little fountains that you can buy for, you know, $9.99 at the local drugstore, they're not really having an energetic impact from a feng shui standpoint to really empower anything. And, you know, one thing that when I visit a lot of clients is I come into a space, they've tried pretty much everything that they can think of, and so they've been on all the websites, they've bought all the trinkets, and they say, oh, yeah, but, you know, these are supposed to represent luck or wealth, or this is supposed to bring me love. And a lot of it is plain and simple. It's just, you know, I call it tourist junk. There's no energetic value to it. It's not been empowered. It doesn't really have your intentions set to it. And next thing you know, you have all of these crazy trinkets throughout your house. People are questioning, you know, why do you have all this stuff? And your life hasn't really changed. So a lot of times, you know, we'll remove all the clutter and get back to their true self and what that looks like in their space. You know, I am not an interior decorator. But what I try to do is work with the space and the person's taste. And the way I work is the space is either calling for something or the person or the people, the occupants of the space are calling for something. And through my intuition, then that kind of calls out, and then I share, you know, my job is to share that information with my clients.
Right. Well, I want to ask you a bit more about, you know, just some of the things that you teach, how to overcome any obstacle, how to become a money magnet and attract passionate love and such, when we get into the next segment of the show. But right now, folks, we do have to take our second break of the evening, and then we're going to come right back with Mr. Ken Lauer. He is one of America's premier feng shui consultants. He can be found directly at kenlauer.com. That's kenlauer.com. So please do check him out and stay tuned, because we will be right back with Metaphysical Minds after the break.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where spiritual guides nourish your soul every weekday. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Laura Lee's Spirit Salon. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lira. Life by Number with Celeste, and Keeping Life Real with Dr. Susan J. Stone. It's Spiritually Speaking Radio, Spirit Guide Radio, at 11 p.m. Eastern on New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all. Thank you. have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor,
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
This is Metaphysical Minds with Shay Barker.
248-545-SOUL. New Horizons, no boundaries.
Hey folks, welcome back. Shay Barker here, Metaphysical Minds, and I am on tonight with Mr. Ken Lauer. He can be found at kenlauer.com. That's K-E-N-L-A-U-H-E-R.com. He is one of America's premier feng shui consultants, and we're going to get into a little bit more about how Ken can help everybody out there to overcome obstacles, become a money magnet, and attract love, inner peace, and all sorts of great stuff. But what I do want to do, folks, is before we start talking about that, I actually want to give a plug to one of Ken's ebooks here. It's called Feng Shui Secrets. And again, this can be found on the website just under products. And it does contain what everybody should know about how to be successful with Feng Shui. And I'll read a little clip here. It says here, if I could breathe, tap into the ancient secrets of feng shui masters to attract love, become a money magnet, balance your life, and get unstuck right now. So, folks, I don't know about you guys out there, but I sure have felt like this before in my life where I just, it feels like I'm on a treadmill and I'm running and running and running and not really getting anywhere. And, if I had access to something like this back then, I would have grabbed it and not looked back. So I encourage everybody to check that out. And Ken, is there anything you want to tell us about the ebook or any tips or tricks or?
I really put a lot of passion and hard work into this book because what I found was there are a lot of books out there and they talk about certain things, but they don't really tell you how to get to the answers and how and what your space is telling you. The problem with feng shui is that we all have blind spots, and it's very difficult for us to be able to see our own blind spots. So what this book does is really gives you focus and really allows you to set your intentions on what you want as your desired outcome. You know, one of the challenges with books out there is that they all tell you to do all these things. And so next thing you know, everybody's trying to do 100 different things. Well, what I've tried to do is really isolate the things that are going to be most important to you, where you're going to see the maximum results and where you can gain your leverage. And I think that's the key for breaking through.
Oh, okay. So how exactly, I mean, but let's talk a little bit about this. It does, you know, how to attract love, how to become a money magnet, how to balance your life. Now, if you theoretically start this in the place that you live and expand it to the place that you work, I mean, is that an sort of almost an automatic door that is going to assist you in attracting love and attracting money and balancing your life? Or is it more directional? Like, do you have to say, okay, I'm doing this and this and this in order to attract love, and I'm doing this and this and this in order to attract money?
Well, I think it's a combination. It's a balance. So when you know, with for example, the book, I give you kind of step-by-step on what to focus on and what the process is. But when you put something in a place, maybe that'll get you 50% of the way there. But when you put your intentions and your energy behind that object for a specific outcome, it may get you 120% of the way there, meaning that it might produce an outcome that exceeds your expectations. And that's what I really try to help people understand, is how do you get, you know, not only more, but the true enjoyment out of that experience. And, you know, what I'd like to do is kind of give some tips really that people can put to use right now and really help them understand maybe the top three things that are most important in a home, if that works for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Please do.
Okay. So when you're looking at a home or an apartment, you know, there are three main areas. First is the entrance, then the kitchen, and then the bedroom. So what I'd like to talk about real quick is, first of all, the entrance. You know, if the entrance is not working or is being blocked, then whatever we do in the home isn't really going to matter because the chi and the energy can't get in there. So the entrance to your home is one of the most important things. So first of all, you want to be able to open the door a full 90 degrees. Typically, you know, with a home, people are putting the coat racks, and they got coats and shoes.
Yeah,
everything you can imagine behind the door. And, you know, that is subconsciously blocking your opportunities and your income ability. So you want to first make sure that you can open the door full 90 degrees. And you also want to step outside of your apartment or your home and see what's the experience going walking up to the door. You know, are the bushes covering the sidewalk, or are you having to do a dance? You know, one story is somebody was really having challenges with their money, and they had this literally 4-foot decorator pot right in front of their door because they thought it looked nice. So the first thing I did was had them move that, and right away they started experiencing new opportunities and new income streams. So any time that you have blockages, meaning you're having to do a dance or you're having to twist or turn to get into a space or a different room, that's showing that it's limiting your opportunities. So that's kind of a little bit about the entrance as a whole, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
And then when you walk into the home, you want the entrance well lit. Now, one question that people ask is, hey, I have a garage. I always enter through the garage. Well, ideally, you want to use your front door as much as possible. The house is designed to be entered through the front door. This is how the home is designed to greet you. So the more you can use the front door, the better off you'll be with your income and your opportunities. So I highly recommend that you use your front door. And then, you know, make sure that the entrance is well lit, like there's nothing blocking you. And then pay attention to what the first things that you see when you walk in the door. Is it a pile of bills? Is it fresh flowers? Is it, you know, what is that experience? So that kind of will dictate to you what's happening in your life. And then the second most important area is the kitchen, and it's specifically focusing on the stove. Now, the stove represents how we go out in the world and we make our money. So you want, first of all, a stove to be working and clean. A lot of times people kind of begin to neglect the stove, but that really means that you're limiting your opportunities, specifically your money. So you want to make sure the stove is clean and clear and it's all working. Now, one thing I like to do is recommend that you use every single burner. Now, do you have a favorite burner that you use on your stove?
You know, I love to cook, Ken, so I use I do use all my burners, and in fact, I want more burners. So in my new house, I'm getting a 5-burner, not a 4-burner.
You know what that indicates is that you're going to grow your money and your opportunities and your revenue.
Good, because I'm getting one of those big old ones in the middle. So yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that's great. You know, the more burners you have signifies the more wealth and income that you'll generate. So increasing from a 4-burner to a 5-burner is a great indication and a great move.
All right. That's good to know.
Yeah. So for me, you know, the front right is my favorite burner. But what you want to do is you want to use all the burners, because if you're focusing on one burner, that's limiting your opportunities. And from a subconscious level, if you have to rotate the burner each time, it's bringing you back to the present moment, because we all have patterns and habits. But if we can really pay attention to what's happening specifically at that moment, then we're more in tune, and then we can react quicker, we can actually respond to opportunities, and we can actually take advantage of those opportunities.
Wow. I never would have thought, honestly, like I'm not being smart here, like I never would have thought that my stove would make a difference. But now that I can actually really see the relation to it. I mean, that it makes perfect sense, you know, in the way that you've explained it. So thank you for that.
Sure. Yeah. You know, it's really about, you know, the stove is about how you go out in the world, you earn your money, that money then also contributes to your groceries and how you bring the groceries back and you cook for yourself or, you know, your family, and how that nurtures everyone involved and how that improves your health. And, you know, first you have health and then you get wealth. So that's kind of the focus of the kitchen.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
And then the third part is really the master bedroom. So a lot of times when we try to do certain remedies for a particular area, we focus in on the bedroom, because the bedroom, specifically the bed, is the closest link to your energy. And the bedroom will really tell us a lot about what's happening in your life. So, for example, if you're looking for a relationship, you know, from feng shui in the practice that I work with, is there's something called the Bagua map. And what it does is you can overlay this map, which are 9 different sectors, and they represent different areas of your life. So an easy way to think about it is when you're standing in the doorway of your bedroom, the back right corner represents your relationship corner. So what I recommend for everyone to do is physically look at what is in the back right corner. So for your new house, Shay, what is going to be in the back right corner, or what is there now?
Well, right now there's nothing there, but actually, from the door, I got to think about that. You know what, Ken? Let me think about it during break, because we're going to take our final break of the night, and I'm going to figure out what's in my new bedroom, because I have to really think about the floor plan. But when we come back, we're going to finish up with the bedroom and all the feng shui secrets to your bedroom with Mr. Ken Lau. I'm sorry, Ken Lauer. So do stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mari, founder of AHA Moments, Inc. and host of the AHA Moments radio show. Have you been wondering or worried about what is really going to be happening in 2012 and beyond? Well, I'll be hosting the 11-11-11 Telesummit, 11 leaders, 11 messages in 11 days, leading the way to enlightenment in 2012. From 11-1-11 through 11-11-11, I went to world-class spiritual leaders and asked them to share their insights, tools, and wisdom with you. In addition to my friend, Allison Hayes, the rock girl, I will be hosting Lee Carroll with Cryon, Lisa Nichols from the movie The Secret, New York Times best-selling author Sandra Ann Taylor and Summer McStravick, Dr. Dane here, and more. And the best part is that you can listen to this entire event for free. To register now, go to www.the1111telesummit.com. That's www.the1111telesummit.com. If you're ready for some answers, we'll have them. Join us. We can't wait to see you there.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory, and we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country.
visit bestamericanhealers.com. That's bestamericanhealers.com for details.
Do you need psychic advice, but don't know where to find an accurate, ethical reader? At bestamericanpsychics.com, we've done the homework for you. Best American Psychics is an exclusive internet directory of tested psychics, offering our customers the best of the best. We have celebrity psychics such as Michelle White Dove, The Rock Girl, Sun Hee and Chin Hee Park, Belinda Bentley, and more. Visit us today at bestamericanpsychics.com. We see so you can believe.
Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
This is Metaphysical Minds with Shea Barker.
248-545-SOUL. New horizons, no boundaries.
Hey folks, welcome back. Shea Parker here, Metaphysical Minds. My guest this evening is Mr. Ken Lauer. He is one of America's premier feng shui consultants. He can be found directly at kenlauer.com. That's K-E-N-L-A-U-H-E-R.com. And folks, we're going to jump right back into our discussion because we need to know where to put our beds in our bedrooms. But first, I really quickly want to say to everybody that on Ken's website, he does have a section called Ken's Blog, and he gives out free feng shui tips. Try to say that five times fast. So you can find all that right there. There's all sorts of different tips and tricks and advice with how to use feng shui, and they're all 100% free, folks. Feng shui for a romantic dinner, feng shui, all sorts of stuff on here. I'm not going to get into it all right now. You can check it out yourself, but definitely go there. Again, that's kenlauer.com, K-E-N-L-A-U-H-E-R.com. So prior to the break, I was talking to Ken a little bit about, we were talking about first your walking into your house and then your kitchen and then your bedroom, feng shui for your bedroom. And for inquiring minds, yes, I'm building a new house, and Ken was asking me what's going to be in the back right-hand corner of my house. And currently, the way it's set up, obviously, it's an empty shell. I mean, it's being built. But basically, what's going to happen is when you walk in the bedroom door, then look in the back right corner on that wall facing that wall faces out, actually, to the backyard. So basically, in that back right corner, there would be a window, and then a little bit further down the wall, there's another window, and the windows are kind of spaced out, obviously, symmetrically along the wall. So I was talking to Ken during break, and I'm trying to figure out where to put my bed, so I'm going to let the feng shui master tell me what to do here. So take it away, Ken.
Sure. So, you know, for that corner in your relationship, if you really want to strengthen your relationship, or for those that are looking to find a new love, as I mentioned earlier, one of the different ways to empower an area is to bring in a living plant. So one recommendation you may want to try to use is putting like a palm plant there in that corner. That palm plant represents a growing, vibrant, abundant relationship filled with love. And especially with the window there, it's really bringing the outside in. So that would be a great way to empower your relationship. And it's going to be one of the first things that you probably come into when you see walking into your bedroom, so immediately it will draw you into the bedroom. So, that would be my recommendation maybe for once you get moved in and you get settled, is try to see if you can add some type of palm plant or some type of living plant there in that corner.
Excellent. Very good. That I can do because I have it. So
all right,
I've got
great.
A palm plant, as a matter of fact. So I'm ready to rock and roll on that one.
All right. Well, the next thing is to address, where do you put the bed? And this is one of the most common questions that I get. And what you want to do is you want to position yourself in what's called a command position, meaning that you can see the door but you're not in direct line with the door. So there are a couple different areas. However, you do not want to have the bed up against the wall, so one side of the bed up against the wall. The goal is you want to be able to walk around both sides of the bed. If you block one side of the bed, then that's having an impact on your career or your relationships. So you at least want 12 inches or more around the bed. The other thing is a lot of times, and especially in decorators' magazines and decorator shows and whatnot, they put the bed on the same wall as the door. That's what's called a gatekeeper's position. And what happens, the pattern is that a person will have difficulty sleeping, because subconsciously they're looking at the door and trying to figure out if anybody's coming in the door. And they're not in a command position, so in their life they're constantly reacting rather than really being in control. So the goal is, again, put yourself in a place that you can see the door, but you're not in direct line with the door, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. Yeah, and for me, it's weird because my door is on a – it actually goes on a diagonal slant across the – the opening. So it's sort of like a it's not a flat wall as you would have it. It both walls come to, you know, come up to the edge, and then there's actually a diagonal built in into the wall. And it goes on a slant. So it's a little different than most houses. Like with my house now, it's obviously just a flat wall, you know, and has the doorway, but this one they custom built like a slant across the doorway. So I was like, what do I do with that? But you know,
that adds kind of different challenges when you have a slanted door specifically into your bedroom. Ideally, we like to have it on a flat wall and not at a slanted angle for the bedroom door. But what you want to focus on is putting your bed in command position so that when you're standing in the doorway, you can see the bed, or when you're in bed, you can see the doorway or anybody that's coming into the doorway. What's that?
I said that I can definitely do. That's all.
Fabulous. The next thing is that you want a bed that has a headboard. Now, a headboard that is firmly attached to the bed not only represents the potential of a relationship, but it also represents the stability in a relationship. So, I've told many of my clients and, to get a headboard, and they really feel not only protected, but nurtured, and really feel loved when they actually invest in a headboard. So I highly recommend a headboard. And then also matching nightstands with matching table lamps to balance the energy of both sides of the bed. And those are kind of the key characteristics of what you're looking for when you're looking in a bedroom.
All right. Very good. Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense. And then I would imagine, and this is just probably a given for anybody, and you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, keep the clutter to a minimum, because I would imagine clutter is just an obstacle that we probably don't need. So.
Yeah, I don't preach, clutter-free, because we live in the real world, and sometimes, things just happen to start to collect. But the goal is to understand what that story begins to tell. And so I'll give you a quick example. One of my clients had a picture in her relationship corner. And so she was explaining to me her relationships. So she was dating these men, but she felt like they were all boys, and she actually used the word, I feel like I'm constantly nursing them, and they're not really a man, and, all of these things. So one of the first things we did was we actually looked in her relationship corner, and she, in her relationship corner, had a custom-made picture by a friend that was painted with the big words nurse on them. And it had a picture of a head of a woman that was large, and then a picture of a man that was really tiny. And that,
oh wow,
that truly mirrored what she was experiencing in her relationship. Is it coincidence? I don't know, but I can tell you she instantly removed that picture and put it in the storage.
That's amazing. Wow.
So when you can begin to connect the stories, then it starts to make sense for you.
Yeah, totally. And did her love life improve after that?
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. Job well done. Well, folks, we are, gosh, this hour has, like, flown by. We are actually out of time once again and at the top of the hour, but I do want to thank you tonight, Ken. It has been my pleasure to have you with me, and I'd love to have you back, and we can talk about this in more depth, on another show. But in the meantime, folks, I want to encourage everybody to visit KenLauer.com and definitely go to the the Ken's blog section, and you can get all sorts of free information there on a regular basis because Ken does update it with feng shui tips and tricks. So please do check that out. And again, that's KenLauer.com. Ken and everybody out there listening, this show will be available in podcast version because our lovely Brandon is going to put it up probably within the next probably hour or so. If you missed any of this show and you'd like to listen to it in archive version, you can do so on NewSkyRadio.com under the podcasts for Metaphysical Minds. Folks, I will be back tomorrow night with Best of the Best with Shay Parker on, let's see, what time am I on tonight, Brian? Okay, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, and I'll be here, so definitely come back and listen in. You can call in for free psychic advice tomorrow night. I will be having a guest that does psychic readings, so definitely check us out there. And Ken, I just, thank you. Thank you so much, because now at least I have a better idea what to do with my house. So
I'm honored. It's been a lot of fun, and I really appreciate you having me as a guest.
Indeed. All right, folks. Well, this is Ken and Shay, and we are signing out. Everybody out there, have a great night, and thanks for listening. Take care.